Good evening and welcome to the January Board of Education meeting. We will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Following the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll have a moment of silence for Ken Williams, who was a school board member on the board and served from July 1997 to June 2006. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God. I'm sorry, I had a problem with my connection. Fernando, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Tony, we can hear you here. We can start.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You want me to restart?
No. You can start the board meeting.
Okay. All right. My apologies. I had a problem with my... We'll just have a moment of silence for Ken Williams at this point. Thank you. I'd ask everybody at this time to mute so that everyone can hear and there's no background noise. Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. Now I have approval of tonight's agenda. Can I have a motion, please?
Moved.
Moved by Mafia. Second by Battlecat. Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
Aye, Battlecat.
Aye, Ken Tara.
Aye, Capers.
Am I well, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meagle, aye.
Motion carries. I have approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of December 8th.
Move
Capers.
Second Mafia.
Second Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battleberg.
Aye, Kantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Mafia.
My belly, aye.
Meagle, aye.
Motion carries. Good evening, everyone, and again, thank you and welcome to the January Board of Education meeting. I sincerely hope that your holidays were blessed, enjoyable, and filled with hope for the future. On behalf of the Board of Education and Mr. Rosner, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the meeting and back to the district for the second half of the year. As I write, the pandemic continues to rage on, causing relatively minor illness to some, and devastation to others and their families. Our hope is that but we must continue to educate our children, care effectively and safely in the interim. Excuse me. As you're aware, we have attempted to accommodate the wishes of our parents regarding instruction. We provide remote education where parents view sending their child to school as a risk they cannot take. For parents concerned with their child's socialization as well as their intellectual development, we provide 5-day in-person instruction. Whether remote or in person, every method of instruction has been carefully assessed by the board on the advice of the superintendent. As it is always our goal to establish a school system in which each and every child can grow socially, emotionally, and intellectually, even in these constricted circumstances. As with every Long Island district, we follow the guidelines issued by the CDC and the New York Department of Health. The superintendent has established protocols that assure our compliance with these policies and in many cases, he has established methods and procedures that well exceed the guidelines. The Board of Education supports superintendent's plans because they present the best chance to keep our children and staff safe. We are all aware that until a very wide distribution of the vaccine occurs, we are all still at risk. Many people who follow all of the recommended behaviors contract the disease and do not know how they did. We therefore know that no procedure devised by us will be invulnerable. However, we know that our best course is to follow the regimen of caution, and that is the course that we have developed. Again, on behalf of the board, myself, Mr. Rosner, we wish you all a happy, healthy new year, and we pray for a quick end to this terrible pandemic. Thank you. This time, remarks of the Vice President. Dr. Battle-Burkett.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Good evening, everyone. First, I would like to wish everyone a happy, healthy, and productive new year. Before I go into the highlights from the Sewanika Central High School District report, I would like to express my dismay as a parent, an educator, and elected sworn official that is sworn in to uphold the tenets of our democracy with the events that took place on our nation's capital on January 6th, in which our democracy was threatened. The traumatic events the entire world have witnessed is once again internalized in the hearts and minds of our student scholars, particularly our Black, Indigenous, and persons of color, with the implication that there are two sets of rules. With the COVID-19 pandemic in full swing, continuing to ravage our families and our communities, this event leaves many with more questions than answers. However, with this unfortunate truth that lays before us all, I strongly believe that our schools and public education are our backbone and have always been a source of support for our students in times such as these. As we all continue to conceptualize everything that is happening, I ask that we continue to support each other during these very difficult times as we attempt to move past the darkest day in our history. On a brighter note, I would like to congratulate Regent Lester Young in being elected as the new Chancellor of the Board of Regents. Regent Young has a remarkable career as an educator and will serve as the first Black Chancellor since the establishment of the Board of Regents in 1784. So congratulations to Regent Young. And so here is the report from Elmont Memorial High School. Senior Christopher Alexander was selected as one of 300 Regeneron Science Talent Search semifinalists across the country. His project was entitled Avian Paramyxovirus Serotype 4 Promotes Greater Rates of Apoptotic Cell Death and Stimulated Immune Responses in Malignant Melanoma and Relapse Cancers in Respect to Newcastle Disease Virus, the Characterization of a Novel Oncolytic Virus. We are extremely proud of Christopher and look forward to seeing if he becomes a finalist in the next month. Elmont Memorial High School seniors Brianna Johnson and Jason Richardson received Outstanding Physical Education Student Awards on December 7th. The Nassau Zone of the New York State Association for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance virtually honored two outstanding students from 2021 graduating classes across Nassau County who met the required physical education outstanding student criteria for achievement. The men of Elmont, mentored by Principal Doherty and Ray Ramos, has produced a wonderful video regarding police practices and improving relationships with the community that is being used by the Nassau County Police Department in the training of new officers. On December 21st, Elmont Memorial held another successful food drive. At that time, they distributed 75 hams along with groceries and produce. Each family was given a $30 gift card to Stop and Shop, which was donated by the staff at Elmont Memorial High School. Parents and guardians were given the opportunity to switch their child from remote learning to hybrid learning to begin on January 25th. Information is available on the school website. And lastly, incoming seventh grade students to Elmont, a video is now available for viewing on the school's website regarding world language selections, The video is informative as to the choices available to our students, and a form is available for students, parents, and guardians to complete as to their selection. The deadline is this January 15th. Also, January is National and International Mentoring Month, dedicated to honoring and celebrating the role mentors play and their impact in the world. So I would like to acknowledge all those who are serving as mentors. And that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Battle-Briquet. And most importantly about Dr. Lester Young is he's the son of a very famous jazz musician, Lester Young. So got to put that in there, plug for his dad. Highlights from Sewanika. And bear with me, please. From the guidance department at Sewanika, they're continuing with the college application process and have received early acceptances to, many students have received early acceptances to the following school: SUNY Potsdam, Fredonia, Hofstra, University, and Queens College. The scheduling process for the 2021-22 school year has begun. Videos are actually available on the district website from each department so that students and families can review the view and see the teachers that will be teaching the elective course offerings. A special video announcement was placed on the school website to explain and keep parents informed of the process.
We have a travel fee. You will have to pay for your hotel to get here. That's about it.
Can we please mute? Thank you. School counselors have begun their in-class presentations to students on January 13th, starting tomorrow, and they'll be followed up with meetings with students throughout next week. From PTSA, the reflection finalists are as follows: in literature, Maria Neem, Amul Vargasi, Lil Beth Arroyo, Kareen Singh, Isabel Romero, Aaron Simon; visual arts, Seth Stevenson and Capri Kaur; musical composition, Luke Valencino, Shania King, Squab Khan, Anaya Ahmad, Bowie Ku, and Allison Wong. For photography, Kayla Lester and Rihanna Khan. And these students will be, their work will be judged in front of Nassau Region for reflections. Under the world language students have begun preparation for the national exam competitions taking place in March. Students will sit for exams in French, Italian, and Spanish. The national competition awards students who excel in world languages, and students are eligible for monetary awards based on their scores. The honor roll principals list. Ms. Allen reports that there are 223 students on the honor roll, 115 students on the principal's list, and 370 students on the high honor roll list. Winter Social Emotional Initiative. During the months of January and February, students will begin conducting a series of virtual winter fun days. Various teachers will be holding virtual fun day sessions with students. Some examples are sports talk with the coaches, spoken word, book talk, dance, baking competition, and quiz bowls. These events will be posted on the Sewanika School website tomorrow. On February 4th, 10th, and 25th, the school will be preparing for the class of 2026 and will be holding virtual information sessions. These sessions are designed for our sixth grade parents to get to know the administration team, ask questions, familiarize themselves with the transition into seventh grade, and information will be going out to sixth grade parents in the coming weeks. on the winter sports. Winter sports began on January 4th. Although games and competitions will not be held, students on basketball, wrestling, and cheerleading teams are conducting socially distant skills sessions. Athletes are not sharing equipment and must wear masks at all times. All CDC protocols are being followed. In the arts, the Cormorants performed virtually at the virtual holiday concert, which can be seen on the website. The virtual concert band will be on January 29th, followed by the orchestra on February 5th. Read all about it. Our daily announcements and school happenings can always be found on the school website. Read all about it. And this report was respectfully submitted by Nicole Allen. Thank you, and that concludes the Sewanee Central High School report. Ms. Delahanty, is there any correspondence?
Hold on.
We did receive a few emails sent to the district clerk website. They were forwarded to the board. Unfortunately, we're unable to discuss them due to the nature of the emails.
Thank you. And the nature of the emails were related to personnel items and contractual items. The board, entire board, has received those emails, and we actually discussed them earlier in executive session, and a response will be sent to the respective representative. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have two items for board action in the public session. The first involves a grant from the town of Hempstead. The town of Hempstead procured funds from the CARES Act and is engaged in giving out those funds. And I want to congratulate Mr. Rosner and Mr. Galante, who procured these on a very, very short notice. Everything had to be completed by December 31. So results in the district obtaining $150,000 to defray the costs associated with the COVID vaccine. With the COVID pandemic. All right, resolved that the superintendent be authorized to sign a Town of Hempstead grant funds agreement and Town of Hempstead claim form and any other required documents on behalf of the Elmont Union Free School District to seek reimbursement for COVID-19 related expenditures, as these expenditures have not been submitted for reimbursement to any other entity. I ask for a motion.
Can I have a motion, please? Moved by Ms. Capers.
Mafia, second.
Second by Mafia. Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
Aye, Batterberg.
Aye, Cantara.
Hi, Capers.
Hi, I'm Welly.
Hi, Mafia.
Hi, Meagle.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And the second resolution is self-explanatory. It's a personnel issue. Resolved that the district retain Ann Levin as an independent contractor to provide payroll transition support services at a rate of $42.33 per hour for a maximum of 100 hours in the current calendar year. For the public, let me say that Ms. Levin retired. She has been for a number of years the payroll clerk within the Elmont School District. Payroll is a very, very serious position, and it is a very complex position. And I'm sure that anybody sitting out there who is an employee of the district will applaud the board extending this position to Ms. Levin to help out the young lady who has replaced her, who is doing a wonderful job. But January brings W-2s, 1099s, and a great deal of very, very complex reporting to be made to the federal and state government. So, Mr. Jaime, I ask for a motion.
Have a motion, please.
Moved by Meikle.
Battleburg Cat.
Moved by Meikle. Second by Battleburg Cat. Any discussion? Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
Aye, Battleburg Cat.
Aye. Ken Tara.
Aye, Capers.
Am I Willie? Aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have a presentation from the superintendent and then the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I'm going to ask Mr. DiBartolo just to put this up and screen share a presentation that's called Dollars and Cents. It's about 10 minutes long, and a play on words there with dollars and cents. Just give us one moment. Okay,
you guys should
next slide.
See it.
Okay, I'm going to stand for this because I have the pleasure of wearing my glasses as I'm wearing my mask, and it's going to fog up, so I need to do the best I could do to see this screen. One of the things that we're most proud of here in the Elmont School District is that we educate the whole child. And when we say educate the whole child, we're talking about our remedial programs, we're talking about enrichment, summer school, Saturday academies. Everything that we offer to the children of this district, we're very, very proud of. And at the same time, keeping a fiscal responsibility to the community, we're also able to maintain outstanding student achievement. So those two things go together, and that's really important to us. And if you take a look at the screen, you'll see that Elmont ranks 10th lowest cost per student of the 56 school districts in Nassau County. And we also rank 30% below Nassau County average for school taxes per student. So the key here is where many districts are spending $20,000-$30,000 a child and getting average results, we're educating all of our children, the whole child, and getting outstanding results at a cost that's much, much less to the community. So it's an excellent value for the community, and we're very proud of the work that we're doing and the work that we've done. Give us 1 second. Okay. So here are some of the things in the past few years that have been brought into the district that we just like to highlight. So we have a one-to-one learning initiative with iPads that was initiated way before the pandemic. It was the forward thinking of the previous superintendent along with the Board of Education that through the smart bond funding, we were able to provide every child in K through six, and I'm now going to say pre-K through six, with an iPad. Brand new smart boards, state-of-the-art smart boards, in all of our classrooms. We brought in one of the most well-researched reading programs out there, which is Foundations, for our kindergarten and first grade students to develop the serious and very important phonemic awareness and phonics. It's the building block of learning to read, and now we're going to expand that to second grade next year, as well as bringing in the interactive Read Aloud program that's given by Fontas and Pinnell. And that is for all children in an effort to develop their language and vocabulary. It's a great program. We did all of the professional development here in the district, and our teachers were off and running with it from the very beginning. We also have Fontas and Pinnell running records. It's an outstanding way to gauge the reading progress of our students while our teachers are able to look at reading behaviors and are able to do that throughout the year, not just in benchmarks at the beginning, in the middle, and the end, but throughout the entire year, they're able to get a running record. We have that in grades K through 4. We put it on hold because we want to do professional development when this pandemic is over. So we will expand that to 5th and 6th grade. We hope to do that next year. We have our resources online with your iPads for the Learning A to Z, which is also known as RAS Kids, access to thousands of books in various genres. We have our Science A to Z, which is our hands-on science lessons and experiments that align to the new science standards that will be implemented here in New York State. And we continue to have great programs like Model UN, science research, as we educate the whole child through our extensive enrichment opportunities. And I think the one thing that I'll stand proud on of all of this is that we're still able to do this in a year that has this unbelievable pandemic raging through our communities. And with over 1,700 children in our virtual academy, we're still able to provide some form of this. It does not look like it has in previous years, but there's no reason why we can't do Model UN, why we can't do science research, why we can't have the sign language club. I started signing some things today. Sign language club in Alden Terrace. We have all different things happening. Coding I saw today. Really wonderful programs. That's what it's all about. It's about educating the whole child and doing it at a cost that is truly fiscally responsible to our community. I'm going to ask Mr. Galante to jump in. And one other thing that I'd really like to mention now more than ever, we're spending a lot of time, and this is important, with our SEL teams, our social-emotional learning. And although many children don't overtly show their anxiety, their stress, their apprehension in these very challenging times in this pandemic, we are reaching out to all of our students and our families in the virtual academy, and we're taking care of our children in the building as well. We've allocated resources for school psychologists and social workers and district guidance counselors to make sure that we're taking care of our children. So yes, all those programs are important, but we take care of kids. That's what this district has always done, and that's what this district will continue to do. And as we move into the tax part of this, I'd urge all families, if you have any concerns about your child, whether it be academic or social, to please reach out to us so that we can help. Mr. Galante?
Thank you, Ken. Good evening, everyone. I'm going to walk through a few slides that provide a long-term view of the district's finances in a big picture. Hey, Fernando, can you mute? Because I've got an echo. Or not?
No, go ahead, Tom.
Okay. So what we're going to see on the first slide here is that I provided a time period of fiscal 2001 to fiscal 2010. So we go back 10 years to 20 years. And what you'll see is the average annual change in the school budget was 6.6% during that time period. That's the purple bar. Next, school taxes that were levied were 6.5% average annual increase in each of those 10 years. The cost of living change was 2.4%. So there was a difference between the CPI and school taxes of about a 3.7% average annual differential. Now moving on to the next 10 years, and there's latency in these slides. There we go. What you see now is the first bars on the left provide fiscal 2011 to fiscal 2020. And it's the same data. It's the school budget average annual change, which was 2.6% in that time period. School taxes, which is our largest revenue to support education, increased 2.1%. So it was a little bit less than the budget. Primarily, that was because of receiving some additional state aid during those years. The CPI change was 1.7%. So you had a differential there of about a little less than 0.5% between the tax levy and the cost of living. And that's during that, it's an average for those 10 years. And then if you look a little bit to the right, you'll see the past 5 years. And what you'll see is the school budget average increase was 2.2%. The average levy increase was less than 1% at 0.7. The CPI was about the same throughout that whole 10 years at 1.7%. So the property tax levy actually decreased when compared to the cost of living by nearly 1%. Now, just a few other points I'd like to make to kind of put this all in perspective for everyone going forward. The number one revenue source to the district is the tax levy, and that is 64% of our revenues to cover our costs. State aid is 30%. It's nearly $26 million that's used to support education. And a little numerical rule of thumb to kind of use is that roughly $600,000 equals 1% on the tax levy. So right now, we have challenges we're facing going forward. The activities in Washington as it relates to providing funding to states is going to be critical to the district funding going forward, as well as the tax levy. When you hear about in the news about the idea of how much money goes to states, understand that it has a real impact for anyone who pays real estate taxes. The state of New York is currently proposing or considering a 20% reduction in state aid to schools and all local governments. Now, this is just their planning. They have not implemented any reductions yet, and they're waiting to find out what Washington does. So the proposed reduction we do face is a potential this year of $6 million. If you do the math and divide it by 600,000, that would be a 10% increase on the tax levy. So no one expects that or would like to think that that would occur. But keep your eye on what's going on in Washington, because it will have a real impact on us going forward. The last piece I'd like to mention is that last year we actually decreased taxes in the budget that was adopted in May for this current fiscal year. I know there's been talk in Newsday and around the county as it relates to some taxpayers who've seen large increases in their property taxes, while others have seen decreases. You should know that the individual tax bills is simply how the county, through its reassessment process and assessments, decide how much each person pays out of the total levy. But the revenues that we're collecting in the levy this year actually declined nearly 1%, which was, I think, an important action for us to try and help people through these difficult times. So thank you, and
thank you, Tom. Happy.
Thank you, Mr. Galante. At this
thank
time,
you.
Your report of the superintendent.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Happy New Year to all of you. First, I want to say thank you to any military that are on this Zoom tonight, any veterans, any first responders, or any family members or friends that you have who are first responders. Please tell them that we say thank you for helping us get through what is a very, very challenging time. I also want to thank the community. This is really important.
the time that you take to call or email your building principals or the central office when you have a family member that unfortunately tested positive for COVID is really the only communication we have about cases that are coming into us in the district. And if it were not for you, I don't think our schools would be open. That's how serious this is. We appreciate your communication with us and the trust that you have in us for keeping your information confidential, but doing the right thing to protect our children and to protect the staff. So I just want to say thank you. Please continue to do that. It's really important to us. The other thing is we started our staff testing here. It's voluntary, and we had about 35 to 40 people come here. I want to thank Advanced Cardiovascular Diagnostics and Dr. Frankel, who did an outstanding job today of really moving it along and giving our staff an opportunity to get tested so that we could help ensure our district is safe. We're going to continue that tomorrow as well. So thank you for everyone's cooperation and for our cardiovascular diagnostics. We really appreciate it. Just a few points of information. Please, I know I've said this before, if your children are sick, please make sure they stay home. It is really important. We've had many times where children have come in sick. We're screening their temperatures as they come in. It's really essential that if they're not feeling well, they should stay home. Likewise, if you as a family member, as a parent, have yourself or anyone in the house tested for COVID, please make sure they stay home until you get the results. There's been a very serious lag time from the day that you get the test to the results coming in. And that lag time, if a child is in school and then tests positive, I now have to trace 3, 4, 5 days when they've been in, and that's what's been closing classrooms down. So it's really essential if you're a doctor or you think it's important enough to get that test, please make sure that the children and everyone in that household stays home until the results come back to you. That's going to help keep us safe. And please don't, and again, I'm not a physician here, but we've been getting, you know, cases to us. Don't take any symptom for granted. I would say 95% of the cases that we're getting start with a headache. So in your average year, you wouldn't think twice about it, take a couple of Tylenol, you'd come to work, you'd come to school, you send your children to school. I'm letting you know that on the website is something from the CDC that outlines all of the different symptoms of COVID-19. Unfortunately, they overlap with many other upper respiratory illnesses that are very prevalent now during the wintertime. So you have to be very, very careful. If you ever have any questions, you must contact your own physician. But this is going to help us stay open and stay open safely. And again, please check the website. We update that. There's a superintendent's banner on there that's red, that any letter that's COVID related will go on that, and we do it in a very timely fashion. We also have the principals that are sending letters home by the district app. And anyone that is caught up in a quarantine, it is our policy to make sure that the building principal calls every parent of that class directly. We will not rely on you getting a letter. You will get a phone call from the building administration and have an opportunity to ask any question in reference to a quarantine. And of course, you always have access to me as well. My email address, we had the hotline over the vacation, and it was used. And I thank you again for your diligence in making sure that we keep everyone safe. And to the PTAs of the 6 buildings, thank you. You guys are great. I appreciate everything and the Board of Education, the support that you've given. We will get through this. We'll get through this together. But it's going to be that cooperation with the community that will keep everyone safe. So thank you. Mr. Honey, I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, changes in status, resignations, and retirements as noted on pages 1 through 3.
Have a motion to approve pages 1 through 3.
Moved
by Mr. McGarley. Second by Mr. Mafia. Any discussion? Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
I'm Battle Burkett.
I can't tell.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve leaves of absences and resignations for civil service as noted on page 4.
Have a motion to approve page 4.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, second.
Moved by Mafia, second by Meikle. Any discussion? Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
I'm Bada Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
I'm Malley, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and the Committee on Preschool Education on page 5.
Have a motion to receive page 5.
Emma Gwali, move.
Battle Burkett.
Moved by Emma Gwali, second by Battle Burkett. Any discussion? Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Mafia.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
On page 6, seek a motion to approve item 3, page 6.
Have a motion to approve page item 3.
Move, Meikle.
Move by Meikle.
Second, Mafia.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
I can't, Sarah.
Goodbye.
Am I really aye?
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
On page 7, items 1 through 4 are noted for the minutes.
Page 7 is noted for the minutes.
On page 8, I seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants.
Can I have a motion to approve page 8?
Battle Burkett.
Moved by Battle Burkett.
Mafia.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 9.
Can I have a motion to receive page 9?
Yes.
Move Capers.
Second, Meikle.
Second, Meikle. Any discussion? Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Emma Welly, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Page 10, seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations for A.
Have a motion to approve page 10 for A.
Emma Welly, move.
Move Emma Gwali.
Second, Mafia.
Second, Mafia. Any discussion? Any objections? Any abstentions? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers.
Aye, Mafia.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Page 11, items A through I are noted for the minutes as well as the vandalism tallies for December 2020 on page 12.
Page 11 and 12 are so noted for the minutes.
Mr. Jaime, that concludes my report. I just want to say thank you again. Health and happiness to everybody in this new year. There are some great things happening in our district. It's a pleasure to be able to see them every day. I thank the team that's around me for really supporting the initiatives and making sure that we do everything we can to keep everyone safe. And I also want to say that I've been receiving a lot of phone calls and texts from Met fans all around the district. And I just want to thank them for reminding me that they got the best middle infielder and a great pitcher
and the Yankees have done nothing. So I just want to say thank you for those of you that are reminding me of that, because I wasn't sure. And I end on that note. It is my hope that on April I will go either to Citi Field or Yankee Stadium and sit and have a hot dog and enjoy a baseball game once again. That is absolutely my hope. So thank you and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Mr. Jaime.
Thank you, Mr. Rosner. You have a good evening as well.
And for the record, it was not me who reminded Mr. Rosner of that, although I was tempted to.
Thank you, Mr. Mafia.
Is there any old business at this time?
None to report, Mr. Hyman.
Any new business?
None.
Any legislative items?
None noted.
So there is one legislative item to be noted. Our very own Assemblywoman Mikhail Szilárd has been named the Deputy Majority Leader of the Assembly. So congratulations. Any items for future consideration? Seeing none, our next regular Board of Education meeting will be Tuesday, February 2nd at 8 p.m. Again, I'd like to thank everyone for their time this evening, wishing everyone a happy and healthy 2021, and I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Move, Emma.
Moved by Mr. Emiqualley.
I second that.
Second.
Second by Mr. Miko. Any discussion? All in favor?
Hi, Battle Burkett.
Hi, Ken Tara.
Hi, Capers.
Hi, Mafia.
Hi, Miko, and good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Motion carries. Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Night.